We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's going to get more entertaining, I think. Someone asked me today, has the men's tournament or the women's tournament been more entertaining? I said so far the men to me, although the women's has had some great games. But as we get to the Final Four and some of these matchups coming up, it's going to be the women, which I guess is what they want, as we saw last night. And the other thing that happened was Iowa, like, has their own personal reporter on the scene.
Yeah.
There was never mention of any backstories with the West Virginia team, interesting human interest stories. The sideline reporter acted like basically they weren't there.
Right.
I just didn't like the whole thing. It just felt wrong.
I would agree with that. I mean, here's the thing. You could get in the Elite Eight. The Elite Eight. You could get UConn and Paige Beckers against this Juju Watkins.
Right.
And USC. That would be
an incredible. And LSU and Iowa.
Right.
It will be the other one.
You could get Angel Reese against Caitlin Clark. And then you could get Notre Dame against South Carolina.
Right.
Notre Dame, you know, they played them earlier this year. But Notre Dame has some young players that have grown up that are getting much, much better. That could be a really good game.
I think it's awesome that women's sports has taken off like this. But yeah. What about on the men's side? People saying, would you take UConn or the field right now?
The field.
Yeah.
I think UConn's going to win, but listen. They pounded. Who did they just beat?
I forget.
Northwestern. I mean, they pounded Northwestern and whoever they played in the first round. I'm not saying that they're not a great team, but I think people are losing their minds. Purdue, to me, okay, they won by 80. Oh, Utah State was a team that shouldn't even been in the field. It was a joke. Oh, wait, I forgot they won the Mountain West regular season. Look at their schedule and tell me exactly who they beat that makes you think they should have been in the field. So Purdue looked like they were unbeatable. Right, Purdue looked unbeatable, UConn looked unbeatable, and Duke looked unbeatable. Look at who they beat. I mean, I think that UConn can be beat. Are they the best team? Yes. If you were asking me, who are you going to put money on to win it, I probably would say them. But if you told me, well, I'm going to give you the field, the other 15 teams, or UConn, I'll take the 15 teams.
You know who else can be beat and often is? The Penguins. Let's talk about them next with Paul Steigerwald. It's the 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. We have Chris Hoke later in the show. Going to get back to Steeler talk. And again, it's the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. All kinds of ways you can get involved. And just remember that $1 means three meals. We're headed up around 100,000 meals provided. You can text NEED to 50155. You can call 412-663-5664. And you can go online, 937thefan.com, at the Metropolitan Window Company Online Donation Center. Paul Steigerwald next. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet McMurray. Save some green in March at Sun Chevy or sunchevy.com. Rainy throughout the day, high of 55. It is all of that that you just heard there. And to contribute to the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon, which benefits the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, you can go online at our Metropolitan Window Company Donation Center, 937thefan.com. You can text NEED, N-E-E-D, to 50155, or you can call 412-663-5664. Thanks to our sponsors today, Spitzer Toyota, Bill Few Associates Wealth Management, Hampton Beer Outlet, Wiggle Whiskey, Pittsburgh Regional Transit, Dollar Bank as well. The 11 o'clock hour sponsor, the Power Hour sponsor, is the Pittsburgh Housing Authority. And on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, we find our friend Paul Steigerwald. Steigy, thank you for coming on today. And part of the theme today, we had Trey Essex, former Steeler, in the 10 o'clock hour, was more good than bad in the world of sports. You've been around the Penguins almost literally from the time they were born. And yes, some jerks have walked through the doors, but even the jerks do some good work in the community. And the good people far outnumber the jerks in pro sports. And with the Penguins, that's just as true. I think most personified when it comes to good deeds and charity work by Sidney Crosby himself, yes?
Oh, yeah, and I think Mario really before that, because you look at Mario's foundation, which has just raised an incredible amount of money over the years and created those Austin's Playrooms and many, many hospitals around the country, not just here in Pittsburgh, and done some great work with the Hillman Cancer Center. Then, you know, Sid is quieter. He has a foundation, too. It's more oriented towards what goes on up in Canada and his home province of Nova Scotia. But here in Pittsburgh, you know, he does a lot of quiet things that people don't realize he's doing. But one of the things he does that has been great, a really great idea that's been picked up by other teams around the league, and it's really not – it's kind of a no-brainer idea, because when I was marketing director of the Penguins, I would love to have done something like this. We tried, but we didn't have enough gravitas in the community to be able to pull the kind of stuff off that they do now. But, you know, the Little Penguins program where they dress kids in full uniform, and it's the Sidney Crosby sort of donation to the hockey development of Pittsburgh. And all these kids, you look at Logan Cooley, who's now playing in the National Hockey League. He was a Little Penguin, you know, dressed up in a Sidney Crosby jersey, you know, like rush skating around. He's a little tyke, and he ends up in the NHL. So that's what Sid's legacy is, I think, in terms of what he's donated. But Mario, with his charity night, which is coming up again here soon, you know, where they fill bags full of items. People are just so, so charitable. I mean, the thing that blows my mind, I think, is the way the Penguin fans react to everything the Penguins put out there. They're so generous, and every year they raise between $1 million and $2 million in one night with that event they do. It's absolutely amazing, and all the credit goes to the fans, really. It's just cool that Mario's Foundation has found a way to be able to tap into the love they have for him and for the Penguins and raise that kind of money.
You've been around, Paul, you've been around a lot of guys, obviously, over the course of time. Have you found that generally almost all of them or most of them have some sense of community and, you know, civics and giving back?
Yeah, I mean, every player on the Penguins team has some private, you know, or personal initiative that they do, you know, whether it's providing tickets for kids that need them or helping with the Make-A-Wish Foundation. You know, everybody has their own initiatives. You know, Sid has a box where kids come and families come and use the tickets, and he doesn't say much about it. I mean, it's really quiet. That's one thing about Sid. He does a lot of generous things for people without anybody really knowing what he's doing. But a lot of the players have had their initiatives over the years. Ron Francis had one when he was here. So it's becoming kind of a thing that players feel like they need to do. I think it's genuine. That's the thing that I love about it, is that they don't do it just because they want to look good. They do it because they really have good hearts, and they understand that they're privileged, that they make a lot of money, and they've been blessed by the God to be able to play the games they play, and they want to be able to kind of give back, and it's, I think it's gives them a measure of fulfillment to be able to do that. So, and hockey players in general, I think, are pretty good people, and, you know, right from the core, like, you know, the way they're raised. And it's a culture, I think, in the National Hockey League that really lends itself to all the players being community-minded, as you said.
This hour's incentive is anyone who donates a minimum of $50 will have a chance to win 8-man jam experience, dinner at Mortarano's, overnight stay at Landing Hotel, chance to make stage announcements with Y108 for 8-man jam. So $50, that will provide 150 meals at the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. And that's the incentive this hour. We'll let the winner know whenever that happens later on in the hour. All right, Steige, Penguins doing awesome work in the community. On the ice, struggling in a big way. And I got asked a tough question this week. This was a tough one for me to tackle at my Post-Gazette mailbag. This guy writes in, says, Malkin is a pretty proud dude. Would he consider retiring after this season? He has to sense that he's a shell of his former self. And my answer, Steige, was essentially, man, I never thought I'd say this, but I kind of hope he would consider that. And if he doesn't, I've always been a huge Malkin backer. I feel like he's got unfair criticism in this town. But if he wouldn't consider retirement, I would hope he would be switched to wing, because it's probably unrealistic with $10 million more in salary owed to him that he's just going to walk away. Your thoughts on all that?
Well, somebody said to me the other day, and somebody who knows hockey, and I thought it was a very observant point that he made. He said that Gino's legs are going on him. And he said that he's had those knee problems. He said that's why he circles all the time. He never stops, because it's a lot harder to stop and start when you're older, and it's harder on your knees. And he said he thinks that's why he never stops skating. So when he's on the ice, you notice how he's always circling. He doesn't come to a full stop and then start again very often. And he thinks that's the reason why he looks like that on the ice. And that's unfortunate, because if he is diminished in some way where he can't play the game the way he wants to play it, then I don't know why he'd want to continue trying to play a lesser than game. On the other hand, I saw him at the beginning of the year with 8 goals in his first 13 games. And every now and then he seems to be able to look pretty good. He's galloping out there. So I don't know. Like, I've seen players really kind of dedicate themselves in the off season to getting in better shape and come back and really have a big year. I mean, I'm not saying he could do that at his age, but it's been done by other players. And I just don't know if he's not going to retire, then the Penguins have to make a decision. But putting him on the wing is just going to make him even more prone to be in a tough spot with stopping and starting. Cause on the wing, you're starting a lot from cold starts, where you're just on the wall waiting for the puck to come to you, and then you got to get going. It is a stop and start game more on the wing, I think, than it is at center. So I don't know if that's something that even makes sense. But as far as retiring, it's a lot of money you're passing up when you do that. Now, I mean, they could make some kind of a deal where he walks away and they give him some kind of almost what I would call severance, because you can't buy a player out after 35 years old. So they're stuck with that contract unless Gino's willing to do something different. In Detroit, Joe, you remember Pavel Datsyuk, they traded his contract to Arizona, and they had room in their salary cap, because they needed to get to the floor. So they took on Datsyuk's contract, but Datsyuk went over to Russia. So, I mean, anything could happen.
At that point, Datsyuk's contract was better than he was. Paul?
Well, yeah, I was going to ask you, Paul, we're whatever we are, 70 games into the season. So I would say volume and sample size probably allow you to make an educated thought here. Has the Erik Karlsson thing worked for the Penguins in your mind, or no?
Well, obviously not. I mean, their power play has been one of the worst in the league all year, and they're not winning. So you'd have to say that it hasn't. Now, is that all his fault? No, but I mean, you're asking me if it worked. The idea was that he would come in and help the Penguins power play and help them win games, and that hasn't happened. So I'd have to say it has not been a success. From his point of view, I would probably say that he would say the same thing, because, he's a proud guy too. He's another great player, and he expects different results than the ones he's gotten. But you look at it from a strictly a point per game, perspective, he gets a point, almost every other game. He's got 46 points. He's got 8 goals. He's had a decent year. He might end up with, 60 points when it's all over, which is nice. He had 100 last year. But it's more about the turnovers. It's the optics. It's the way he, has looked at times in the games. He doesn't look like he's totally engaged from a defensive standpoint, and he makes a lot of errors when he has the puck. So I'd have to say that it's been a disappointment, and I actually think he has played better lately. And sometimes it takes a player a while to adjust to a new environment. I mean, if he's going to be here next year, which it looks like he is, maybe he has a really good year next year when he's more entrenched and he feels like he's a real part of the mix. But there's also talk about maybe the Ottawa Senators being interested in bringing him back. I don't know if there's any validity to that, but it is an interesting concept because it is where his wife's from and it's where he lives.
Steige, we got 1 minute here. So quickly, Jake Guentzel. It feels almost too soon for a tribute video. He left 10 seconds ago, but do you think he'll come back this summer?
It's possible. I think it depends on how much money he thinks he can get in the open market and what happens with him here in Carolina. I felt right from the start that he would not sign with Carolina simply because they just don't throw money around. Their owner is one of the guys who really doesn't believe in that. So I don't think Jake Guentzel would be able to get the money from Carolina that he might get somewhere else. On the other hand, if he has a big playoff run and they win the Stanley Cup, that changes everything because you become really, really close to the players you win with. And, you know, he may decide that he really likes it there and want to stay and take a little less money. I think a lot of things could happen, but I wouldn't rule out him coming back to the Penguins. But as, I think it's all about the money and the term as it was going into the trading deadline.
Steige, thanks for taking the time today. Really appreciate it. Should be an interesting night tonight at the arena.
Okay, thanks, guys. Good luck with your initiative there. I'll throw some money in the pot when I hang up.
Nice, man. Thank you, Steige.
Thank you, Paul.
Okay, take care, guys.
Coming up right now, our friend Joe Potocnik from JP Roofing and Siding. Joe is a tremendous friend to the station and a tremendous friend of the show. He's on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We're in the midst here of the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. And Joe, the last time I think I saw you was on a golf course in Florida, and I was having an anger fit, so you find me in a better place today. How are you?
Good, Joe. How are you today?
I'm good, and so is Paul's Ice. We're raising a ton of meals here for the food bank.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How you doing, Paul?
Good. How you doing, my man? I can't imagine Joe. I can't. No. I said I can't imagine Joe being angry on the golf course.
You need to come with us.
I would love to do that, and we'll do that sometime, but. Again, I've played with Joe before, and he's always a model of being even keeled and keeping your emotions in check.
There are times, Paul, that I have to be a psychologist and say, Joe, think about what Arnold Palmer said to Jim Leland. You're not good enough to get mad.
That is absolutely the truth. Joe, you just won a national award in part because beyond the strictly business part of your job, you reach out to the community a lot. And I know that's important to you, yes?
Yes, it is, Joe. It means a lot to us for who we are, what we are. And to win these awards, it just shows a big area of satisfaction for everything we do, the gratitude we have, not only myself, but my entire team. I have to give credit to the office staff, the production staff, the workers. We're all part of this. The award of being the top performer in the Northeast and winning the MVP was an accomplishment that I didn't expect to get it so soon. We just do this every year from the goodness of our hearts with our community and with the local fire departments, the police force, bulletproof jackets, any charities that come our way. That there's several that we do donate to every year out of the goodness of our hearts. But, Joe, I feel blessed that my business, JP Roofing and Siding, is profitable and with gratitude. We would like to share with those less fortunate. And we had in our office a fundraiser, and the culture we have here, the fundraiser was for Feed the Need that just come up here recently. And with all employees found within their hearts to donate, and I in turn will match all donations. So we raised $550 between all the employees, the staff, the production, all the workers, and I'm going to match that. It's going to be $1,100 that we're going to donate this year.
You said you feel fortunate, JP, and obviously you've built it, your business up. I was going to say, what is it that really, though, motivates you so much to be as community-minded as you've been? I mean, you know, you've got a lot of stuff on your plate to begin with, but yet you still make time and are generous with your donations for these. I mean, is it just something you feel like you need to do, or is it something you've always felt like you want to be able to do? Or
yes, Paul, it's the customer. The customer is the most important to me. And I express that to everybody on staff. The customer service is huge today. And it's not like it was years ago. Today, it's a little different out there, but I've always had a sense of satisfaction when I walked away from the job or from the phone call that I felt good about it and the customer was happy. That's most important in our business.
JP, $1,100 is unbelievable. And I really thank you for everything you do for the station, for everything you do for this show, and for what you're doing for the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. Just awesome, man. And thanks for taking the time out of your day to call in.
You're welcome, Joe. I appreciate everything you guys have done for me. And, Paul, you're going to have to go golfing with us.
And we'll definitely get that done this summer, for sure.
Consider it done, yeah. Joe. Me, foursome, me, you, Paul, and your mustache.
There you go. The mustache is definitely included.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Have a good.
We'll see you. We have another treat here, Paul. Two tickets to see the Pirates and the Orioles in the home opener Friday, April 5th. I am going with my nephew, Danny, who is a WVU alum. He's still ticked off about last night's game, too, at Iowa, but we're going to have a great time there. Call now to win two tickets to see the Pirates.
You're going
to
see Bailey Falter?
Well, hopefully not, but not that day. Call now to win two tickets to see the Pirates take on the Baltimore Orioles at the home opener Friday, April 5th. First pitch, 4:12 p.m. Caller number four to our dear friend Sean, don't call me Seth Myers. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit him at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And then check this out. The Fan and the Pirates want to visit your teams in action for our youth baseball and softball showcase. Parents and coaches, email us at usports@937thefan.com to register your 12 and under team. And 93.7 The Fan may make a stop to your field. Details at 937thefan.com. And how about this little treat? Let's say you're on your way to work. You want to keep listening to Crowley and Dickerson. You want to listen to this show. You don't want to stop listening to a segment with Pony and Muller. Once you pull into the driveway with the Odyssey app and odyssey.com, you can just download the app or visit odyssey.com, search 93.7 The Fan, and click on our shows. Download the Odyssey app today to get started.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thanks to JP and to Paul Steigerwald. Penguins doing a lot of great work in the community. And he mentioned, of course, the legacy that Mario has and that Sidney Crosby and a lot of those guys over there do unbelievable work in the community. Coming up, I want to get Paul's thoughts. We had Trey Essex earlier today on this hip drop tackle. What are we doing here in the NFL? Let's do that next. Your chance to contribute. And remember that $1 equals 3 meals. We're also going to have Brian Gulish on with an update here. We're up around 100,000 meals already at 11 a.m. So let's see where we are 5 minutes from now. You can get your contribution in now.
What was our goal? 100,000 by 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
So let's do an over under. Let's say it was 94,000. So I say we got over 110. I think we got 16,000 meals in the last hour. What do you think?
I think you're probably right, and I think that people can contribute here in these next 5 minutes and help push it over the top. Metropolitan Window Company Online Donation Center, 937thefan.com. Text NEED to 50155 or call 412-663-5664. And you can do this. You can get on the champions board right outside the studio here at the rate of, if you commit to $11 per month, get your name on the champions board. All of that happening today. It's the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon for the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. That means Brian Gulish is here from the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank here for the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon. And last we spoke 1 hour ago, we were at 94,590 meals. Where are we now, Brian?
I feel like Patrick Mahomes just took over the offensive play calling for this radiothon. We are at 147,480 meals.
Way over.
Holy
bird milk. High-powered offense there.
We just scored 5 touchdowns before the half.
What did I say? I was like, well, let's see. We had 94,000 last hour. We're gonna be over 110,000. Actually, we're over 145,000.
That's because we were giving away a round of golf with Zeiss and I. Although I think people may have wanted to avoid that because of my temper tantrums.
We've never played, but Paul and I have, and it is a fun experience when you golf with Mr. Zeiss.
Did you ever hear?
Yeah, I see Brian hit the ball.
Really?
Oh, he crushes it.
Are you a golfer from way back?
I sometimes wonder if I would have just stuck to golf in high school instead of contact sports. Not would I be on the PGA Tour, just my body would feel a lot better. But
can you get me on Oakmont or get me into a country club?
I can make a couple calls, but I think I'd be some of my favors up on Paul.
Yeah.
Where did you guys play, if I might ask?
No, we've had some good experiences. We played at Allegheny, right?
We played Allegheny, Stonewall.
Stonwall's great.
Old Stonewall, yeah.
But Allegheny, I think, is the one where I called a favor in.
We played at Treesdale too.
Treesdale.
Him and I were in a scramble, so it was him, another guy that was very similar golfer to him, and another guy. So basically me, you know, just and 3 really good golfers. Like when I say really good, I mean really, really good. They hit the ball a mile. Okay. And we, all 4 of us played out of our minds. It was kind of a windy, you know, kind of a little bit of a wet day. We were minus 16, legitimately minus 16. I was like, there's no way anybody came close. We get in there, we finished 2nd. The first team came in minus 21.
Okay. With PGA guys on it?
No. Hell no.
The irony is we ended up finding out who that was.
Yeah, we found out who it was. And
they cheated?
We've subsequently played with them, and we're like, we don't see minus 21 in that. come on, man. Come on. Listen, we were minus 16, and I think the next group behind us was like minus 12, which I've said to him, I don't know if anyone else is going to be under 10, but like there were holes where – between these 3 guys hitting the ball 320, 330, 340 yards, basically smashing the ball, we were like, it was basically driver pitching wedge almost every single hole.
Did you guys hear there's going to be a Caddyshack too?
We don't need.
Was there already a Caddyshack too? Then what's the Stan Patrick story?
I'm sure it'll be like.
Is it a Caddyshack 3?
It's not Caddyshack. It's Happy Gilmore.
Oh, Happy Gilmore 2.
On the social, yes.
We really need
with
that.
Paige Spiranek.
I need that. Yeah, Happy Gilmore is my favorite golf movie. You, Brian?
Actually, I like It's the Greatest Game Ever Played.
Have you seen that, Paul?
No.
That sounds
Francis,
like
we met, right?
And is Backer that? Vance is really good too.
I like Caddyshack. The first one.
I'm not a Caddyshack guy, but I do like Happy Gilmore. But no, if you have not seen The Greatest Game Ever Played, Shia LaBeouf is the golfer who plays, what's his
Francis
name?
Francis We Met.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's the
Francis name. We Met. Is that the name What's of the movie one or his name?
Is that the That's one? The golfer. He was like just a regular guy who I think was at the U.S. Open. He won like 100 years ago. And he had a kid caddying for him, literally like just a random kid that he found. Great story.
I'm not a big fan of Happy Gilmore. Is that the one where Adam Sandler's a hockey player or something?
Yeah, I love that movie. That's the way. But you like the Waste Management Open where you had drunks sliding into the bunkers.
Yes.
That's got a bit out of control lately. That's a bit much.
Listen.
Do they want to be Live Golf? I mean, come on. Live Golf has a little more decency than that event.
But that event, here's the thing, I'm telling you this much right now. The golfers acted like such babies. Like I said, Scott Norwood lines up at the Super Bowl, 47-yard field goal to win the Super Bowl. And guess what? He's got people screaming their heads off, throwing streamers in the air. He's got to try and focus and make the kick. These golfers are so soft.
You agree with that, Brian?
I think that...
Here's the thing, Brian.
They are catered to, but I also think that...
Wouldn't you like to see this? You're on 16th hole, it's a tie, you're tied for the lead of the friggin' Masters, and you got to make a big time shot with guys screaming now. Now you got to fuck. That would tell me who the real golfers
so
are.
So then you do like Happy Gilmore, where they have the clowns.
Exactly. Why doesn't he like Happy Gilmore then?
Probably because I don't like Adam Sandler. He's the same character in every single movie. He's another guy I can't
stand. Did you like the movie Hustle? The basketball movie came out like 3 years ago with him?
No. Which one is that?
There's a couple of actual pros that are in it. Yeah. He takes this kid who's playing he's like on the streets in Serbia or somewhere, brings him over, gets him a tryout with, I think, the 76ers.
It's okay. It's okay.
Basketball. I thought you'd have liked that movie.
He's a hard guy to figure, Brian, if you've golfed with him.
I like basketball movies for the most
What's
part.
What's the greatest basketball movie? Hoosiers? I'll tell you what movie stunk.
Glory Road.
Glory Road's good.
It's a good movie.
The Basketball Diaries, the book by Jim Carroll, is one of the greatest books ever written, in my not-so-humble opinion. The movie was horrific.
Basketball Diaries, I didn't like that.
He Got Game?
I like He Got Game.
White Men Can't Jump.
You gotta love White Men Can't Jump. That's a great movie.
We're on the couple sports. Football, gotta be Remember the Titans, right?
Remember the Titans is a good one.
I like that. I like Varsity Blues.
Yes.
North Dallas
Billy Bob,
40.
Billy Bob.
Varsity Blues is a great football. And how about Necessary Roughness with Kathy Ireland kicking as the kicker?
And what's the one with Al Pacino?
Any Given Sunday.
That's a great movie.
And then you've got The Program with Joe Kane.
That was the original.
Joe Cop.
Joe Kane, right?
Yeah.
All right. Then how about the best baseball movie?
I can tell you which one is not.
What?
What's the stupid one where they're in the cornfield?
That's a great movie.
Build it and they can
Field
come.
Of Dreams.
That is maybe the most overrated movie that has ever been made.
Okay, well,
I love that.
That movie's terrible.
The Sandlot
is great.
But we're talking round ball here and on a baseball field. Softball, but women's baseball was A League of Their Own.
League of Their Own's a great movie.
Yes.
That's a very good movie. I love that. I really enjoy that movie.
You don't get sentimental at all about Field of Dreams?
No, I hate that movie.
No? James Earl
Jones? Bunch of ghosts come out of the cornfield. Who gives a rat's ass? I hate that movie. Kevin Costner.
Does the fan do a March Madness greatest sports movies ever? I think we should do that.
I'll tell you what I like.
John, can you arrange
that? How about...
That sounds like a great idea.
How about, Roy, are you going to be the greatest there ever was? The Natural.
That's a great one, set in Buffalo, New York, Brian.
The War Memorial. That is a great baseball movie. And I'll tell you another one.
My friend Adam Brown was in that movie. They asked people to go sit in the stands at Old War Memorial Stadium, the Rock Pile, where he hits that. Where Robert Redford hits that legendary homer.
What was the one with Gary Coleman? The kid from left field. Did you ever see that? That's a good one. And how about the other one? Angels in the outfield.
Major League.
I've always wondered what Forbes Field was like. And the original Angels in the Outfield was set at Forbes Field. It's the closest I've ever come to really seeing what that place was like.
And I think Slapshot was filmed.
Johnstown.
In Johnstown, right?
That's a good hockey movie.
It's the only hockey movie, pretty much.
It's great.
Is Strange Brew a hockey movie?
Well, there's been a couple.
Youngblood. Yeah.
What did you say, Brian?
Oh, I said no. I was saying that Slapshot.
Legendary.
Since we haven't talked about hockey.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though. Boxing movies have been awesome. I'm not a boxing fan, but there are great, great boxing movies.
It begins with the Raging Bull in the original Rocky.
The Champ is one of my favorite
movies
ever.
The Champ is a great movie.
What's the one with Christian Bale and is he training his brother? I forget.
I don't know, but I know the most overrated movie is not Field of Dreams. It's the one that won awards with Clint Eastwood and the I think the woman boxer.
Oh.
Is that Million
Hillary Swank.
Million Dollar Baby.
That movie sucked. Do you agree, Brian?
Never saw it.
It's okay. I mean, I agree with you. It's not. Everyone's slobbering on themselves.
It won all kinds of awards.
I tell you
what,
though. Can I tell you this? I love Rocky 1.
Rocky 1 is by far the best
Rocky.
Rocky
2, okay. Rocky 3 gets silly.
Yeah.
For one thing, I was in the movie theater rooting for Mr. T because, I mean, so don't tell me Rocky's beating up Mr. T. So,
who won?
Rocky, of course. The fourth one where he solves, the Cold War by beating up a guy.
See, okay. Rocky 4, I thought, was incredible.
But here's the thing about Rocky 4, okay?
You might as well just stay till 12:39, Brian.
Listen, here's the thing about Rocky 4, Brian. This guy allegedly is superhuman, and he punches 10 times harder than anybody else. And in that fight against Rocky, he lands, 50, 60, 70 straight to the headshots, and Rocky doesn't go down. I don't care who you are. If this guy punches 10 times harder than any ever heavyweight, you're going down after about four of those shots.
Did you have Sock'em Robots as a kid?
Wait, hold up. I did, yes. I did, but wait. So then Rocky
fought. It always broke.
Yeah, it did. Those
the one you get one punch and the guy's head's supposed to pop up, and the guy, his neck broke. Neck fell apart the first time I punched him.
And then you couldn't
him.
Push him down. You're right. But wait, Rocky 5 is the one where he fights Tommy Morrison
Tommy
in the streets.
Gun.
He fights Tommy then, Maddox?
Yeah. No, Tommy Machine Gun. What's his name? Morrison. And then Rocky Balboa, he's 97 years old and he gets back in the ring. So after that, it was like, okay, we can't put him in the ring anymore. So what are we going to do? We're going to start putting Apollo Creed's kid in the ring and they're on about, four of those now? So
his kid then became a fighter?
Creed.
I lost track of Rocky after 2.
Creed.
Are you old enough to have been inspired by Rocky 1?
I wasn't inspired by Rocky 1, but...
You're not old enough. How old are you?
I'm 41.
Yeah, so when were you born?
But you still saw the movie.
When
of
were
course.
You
were growing up.
But at
83?
The time, you were drinking raw eggs with your milkshakes if you saw the movie. Right, Paul?
Rocky, you were born in 1983.
I was.
So Rocky was...
I was drunk that year.
7 years old.
Yeah.
The movie was 7 years old.
So, in interest of your time here, and I don't want to take up too much of it,
since we're talking
about Rockies.
He's not familiar with how the show
football.
Works, apparently.
By the way,
Joe Kingman, The Rock, baby.
Wait, hold up. Rocky 3 was made before this guy was born.
Wow.
How about that?
Let's go off the grid. Other sports movies.
I think we should play Hearts on Fire.
Brian's
song? When you want to talk about.
Brian's song.
Yes,
football.
And the caller sounded a lot like Ray Fittipaldi, although I cross-checked. It wasn't his number, but it could have been Ray using another line.
Why is it so hot in here?
Song.
What does Crowley keep this thing on 75?
Song,
do you notice
I think,
that?
Can you conjure up Hearts on Fire so we can, in honor of us talking about Rocky movies, the classic... Rocky song as we talk.
What were you going to say, Brian?
Before you were talking about the Rockies and the wrestling.
Is there a wrestling movie out there?
There's several. Wrestling, The Wrestler.
The Wrestler.
With Mickey Rourke.
Yeah. Cleverly titled The Wrestler.
But no, the Rock in all his movies, he played quarterback Joe Kingman in, was it The Tooth Fairy? What was that movie? Anyways.
Here we go.
I thought he was going to play the Rocky, the real Rocky song.
This is Hearts on Fire, right?
This song sucks. Sean.
Hey, this is
get
the one.
Get to the real Rocky
this
from
is,
the original.
No, this is the song. Wait, this is the song that Creed trains to, right? Right? You
this,
can't
this
hear.
This is a classic 80s montage song for sure.
What song does Rocky punch out the steaks in the meat locker to?
That's
that
I think.
Sound right.
Eye of the Tiger?
Eye of the Tiger. That's Eye of the Tiger. Here we go. You don't like this song, Joe?
No,
this,
I
wait,
hate
here
it.
We go. Wait. We got to get to the chorus. We'll get
Brian, do you
up.
Want to sing along with us, or you probably want Ready? To leave, actually?
Here we go. Hearts on fire, strong desire. Huh? That's how you do it.
I don't know yes. it. You sang
well enough right there right. that I could hear it in my head playing the actual song in the movie.
Wait, the best is you can buy the trunks that Apollo Creed wears in the fight. The United States flag one. Yeah. They're called Hearts on Fire shorts. You can buy them online.
Do you have a pair?
I'm going to. I saw it yesterday. That's what made me think we got to play this.
Play the actual Rocky song for the winner, will you, Sean? Now this one, and if you go to Philly, you got to run up those steps. Right. Have you guys done that?
Donnie and I are going to Philly, by the way, for WrestleMania.
Like this,
we are running up those steps.
Behind so yes. You can see.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The,
you get the photo.
The skyline is completely different. We were there right. in 2015 for a friend's wedding to where Rocky's in that photo on
oh,
the poster.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
And the skyline's yeah. completely changed. It's unbelievable.
It's the greatest underdog story ever.
There we go.
There we go. Second to Rudy.
So what is your best sports movie of all time?
Field of Dreams. It really is.
You just ruined my day. How about you?
Remember the Titans.
This isn't the song either. It's the Rocky song.
He wants Eye of the Tiger, yeah, please.
No, no, no.
This is Eye of the Tiger.
Oh, this is Eye of the Tiger. He wants the actual Rocky song, you know?
Isn't there a famous
yes,
song
yes,
about
there is.
That Can, Rocky one that you everybody know, knows?
The theme,
what is the problem
the
here?
The theme from Rocky. Come on, give us a theme from Rocky.
I'm pretty sure this is from Rocky.
No, it's the one, the song. Maybe I'm thinking of Star Wars.
How about No Easy Way Out? That's another one.
I have trouble keeping
gonna
track.
Gonna Fly Now is what it's
this
called.
This is not the song. You know the song I'm thinking of.
He's thinking of Gonna Fly Now is the name of the song.
It's
Come
a
on.
Certain distinct
Which,
rhythm.
Which, by the way, here you go. Have a seat. Here's my best sports movie of all time. You ready?
What?
Rounders.
Yes, I was.
Rounders is a great, great
go.
Movie.
I was going to ask you, is poker a sport?
It absolutely
I mean,
is.
That's an it's really, story. It's really the greatest addiction movie of all time.
Absolutely.
It really is.
Yes.
The underdog story there. Michael, what was his name? Anyways.
Wait, that's with
Matt Damon. That
Matt
was
Damon.
Matt Damon. Who's the other dude?
Edward
in that?
Norton.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
And John
movie.
Malkovich.
And do you
yeah.
know that
being John Malkovich? This is the one. This isn't Star Wars. It's Rocky.
You know the
right, Brian. This is yeah. This is it.
Da da da
da da da da da.
This show is going completely off the rails, Brian. This should get people fired up to donate to Feed the Need.
It should.
Read the numbers.
It should. It's the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. Brian Gulish tells us, well, probably in the last half hour you've been here, we're up to 200,000, are we?
We're real close to 150.
150,000 meals provided. And here's the way that you can get in on the action. Remembering that even $1 provides 3 meals. The Metropolitan Window Company Online Donation Center, 937thefan.com. Text NEED to 50155 or call 412-663-5664. And we have our Board of Champions out there. You get your name up on that if you commit to $11 per month. And check this out. This hour, right up till the top of the hour, which is getting close here, you donate at least $50, you have a chance to win 8-man jam experience, dinner at Martirano's, overnight stay at Landing Hotel, chance to make stage announcements with Y108 for 8-man jam. You ever played Can Jam, by the way, Brian?
I have not.
Paul, you must have at one of these tournaments that you go to. Somebody has the little, you throw a frisbee, it's got to go in the little slot. It looks like a male slot.
Mm.
You got, Sean, have you ever played Can Jam?
I need to start, it sounds like.
Nobody's ever heard of Can Jam. What is going on here?
I only pay attention to Rocky and Star Wars.
Thank you, Brian, for visiting us. We'll talk to you at the 39 of the next hour.
See you soon.
All right, we'll see you.
We'll talk to you then. Hold on a second here. I had everything here we go. The 50-minute mark on the fan that we just blew past again, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Jay Caulfield coming up, top of the hour. Talking about the Penguins, a big night at the arena tonight with the Jake Guentzel return. He has 12 points and is plus a lot since he got to Carolina. So he's pretty good, as we know. And will he come back this summer? That's an interesting question to consider. Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And Fan Weather, brought to you by Sun Chevrolet McMurray. Save some green in March at Sun Chevy or sunchevy.com. Rain throughout the day and a high of 55.
With your Fan Headlines, this is Sean Myers. The Pirates prevailed in their final spring training contest yesterday, 4-3 against the Toronto Blue Jays. Marco Gonzalez went three innings. Henry Davis with an RBI double. Pirates get the real season started in Miami against the Marlins Thursday at 4:10. Fan Headlines powered by Bowser and Genesis of Monroeville, now open for more. Check out 937thefan.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.